Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Hayya ala salat. Hayya ala salat. Hayya ala falah. Hayya ala falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome to the Supreme Wisdom Lessons broadcast, Temple Church Mosque Masjid Number 0, Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Alu Umma's Temple Masjid live on air. Bismillah. Briefly, we're going to go over important announcements while our worshippers offer their sunnah. Your brothers and sisters here at Ala Umma's Temple Masjid and our brothers and sisters on the online guests and listeners line, whom momentaneously arrived, if you have not yet greeted Masjid, please offer your sunnah and greet our Masjid to Raka'at. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, when you do that, I just want to say, if you have done so, please be seated quietly and mute your phones. Our listeners and guests on the listeners dial-in number, don't forget to mute your phone. If you want to call in live and speak with the imam, be sure to dial 516-387-1994. Again, dial 516-387-1994. You will be able to hear important announcements of the Islamic holiday Eid, Muharram 1438. And shortly thereafter, we will perform Salatul Maghrib prayer, and then after, we will have iftar together. While you are on hold, thank you for listening to the Supreme Wisdom Lessons broadcast, Temple Mosque, Masjid Number 0, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Now airing important announcements. Bismillah. Eid Muharram Mubarak. Aki wal ukati. Eid Mubarak, my dear brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, we are honored and very happy to receive you on this evening, October 3rd, 2016. On this day in the Middle East is first day of Muharram. There is a lot of dispute among many sects of Islam among our brothers and sisters this day. There has been somewhat what you call a shift in the Islamic calendar. And some countries, Al-Muharram is really not an important one to celebrate ever. We, the Muslims, especially here in the wilderness of North America, is giving observance to the calendar month Al-Muharram 1438. For the simple fact, it's the Islamic Hijri New Year, 1448. Some brothers and sisters celebrated, I believe that was yesterday. And we are celebrating today, actually this evening, so today. Again, I repeat, my dear brothers and sisters, Eid Muharram Mubarak. The festival month, New Year Hijri, 1438 today, actually now is tonight, so I will say this evening, is an Islamic holiday, New Year, Islamic calendar, Hijri 1448, in the USA, 2016. We, the Muslims, are celebrating the Hijri New Year 1438 this night, on this day, actually this day and night, I will just say like that, of October 2016 BC, Gregorian calendar year. Not only is the new Hijri year 1438, tonight is a waxing crescent moon from the east facing the west. Previously, we had the black moon, which lasts for 3 days. Alhamdulillah. So much exciting. So many things have happened during this time of September and also now October. But a lot of things happened bringing in the month of Muharram. Alhamdulillah, Allah is the greatest. So it's very, very important, my dear brothers and sisters, is to be in your perfect alignment, rotating on your axis with time around Allah so you know what is going on, okay? Very, very important. You cannot be deceived with time. If you are on your perfect alignment, no man can fool you, okay? But you have to be, like I said, on your perfect axis, all right? We're like stars, like planets, actually, rotating around the sun, all right? So now I'd like to share with you, my dear brothers and sisters, if you can, if possible, make it your business, make it possible, okay? Every one of you must keep up with your prayers, okay? Be a guard over your prayers, especially this month of Muharram. It's very important to pray and recite isms, the attributes of Allah's name. In particular, I will share with you one. In the name of Allah, Al-Wali. Al-Wali is one who exercises responsibilities over all things. Who is that one? Allah, okay? Allah exercises responsibilities over all things. Al-Wali. And I would like to share more about Allah Waleed during our Kupa sermons during this month of Muharram. Anyone who recites this beautiful attribute of Allah's names, Al-Waleed, repeatedly, he and she will be protected and safeguarded from all hazards and unexpected calamities, inshallah. Recite, my dear brothers and sisters, Al-Wali at least 100 times a day throughout this whole month of Muharram. Every day, if you can not say it during the day, then say it every night during the month of Muharram, okay? So beware, my dear brothers and sisters, of the month of October. A lot of sacrifices will take place not only by Muslims, but by other faiths and different beliefs of other practices of other religions. There are energies that will be produced by them from their minds, okay, such as positive and negative energies. These energies, my dear brothers and sisters, will be roaming up and down throughout the earth, throughout the plantation of our planet. There are people who practice to do evil. That's their religion. That's their belief, okay? Their minds penetrate doing evil. And their actions are to be doing evil, okay? So, my dear brothers and sisters, there are people who will be practicing, will be doing witchcraft, not for the benefit of goodness, but witchcraft doing evil, okay? So praying against people and doing bad deeds to people. Some people of different beliefs sacrifice of not only animals, but sacrifice humans. Just keeping it real with you, my dear brothers and sisters. Okay? That's their culture. That's their belief. Okay? But the Muslims, they will be praying and sacrificing, doing good for humanity, okay? So these acts will be performed day and night during this whole month of Muharram, okay? And there were people, like I said, will be doing evil during this whole month of October, all right? And them doing this sort of thing will last, what, until the end of Halloween. All right? So a lot of things is going to be happening during this month. And you must be prepared by being a guard over your prayers. Pray daily. Safeguard your prayers. Pray for your family. And teach your family, okay, the importance of the do's and don'ts during this month, okay, of October. Again, my dear brothers and sisters, be a guard over your prayers and pray good prayers, okay? Do not pray evil and do evil, because when you do these things, it will backfire on you 10, 20, 30, 50, 100-fold powerful than what you prayed, what you put out, okay? And this could cost you your life, and you go to the hellfire, okay? So pray good prayers. Allah loves prayer, and He loves good prayers, all right? Last night, I kindled the light of the candle, and I prayed, okay? I prayed prayers for humanity and all that are in the earth and all that is in the depth of the earth and in the depthness of the sea, the ocean, the rivers, the streams, etc. the universe, the galaxies, not galaxy, I said galaxies, and solar systems, not solar system, I said solar systems, okay? There's more than one galaxy and more than one solar system, all right? In the name of Allah, Al-Wali, the one who exercises responsibilities over all things. May He, Allah, protect, safeguard, and keep you through the whole year, my dear brothers and sisters, and many, many, many more. I mean, assalamu alaikum. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salat, hayya ala falat. Quaqat min tisallah, quaqat min tisallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Subhanak. Allahumma wa bihamdik. Wa tabaraka smuka wa ta'ala juduk. Wa la ilaha illuk. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إِنَّ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ آمِينَ. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bil-ashabil fil. Alam yaj'al kaydahum fi dhalil. وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كأسف Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrahmanirrahim. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Atalihi ayatu lillahi wal salawatu wa tayyibatu As-salamu alayka layuha nabiyu wa lamatu lahi wa barakatu As-salamu alayna wa Allah ibadillahi salihin Ashadu an la ilaha illallah Wal ashadu an muhammadin abduhu wa rasulal Allahu Akbar Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrahmanirrahim. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين Allahu Akbar. سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم سمي الله لمن حمده ربنا لك الحمد الله أكبر سبحان ربي الله سبحان ربي الله سبحان ربي الله الله أكبر سبحان ربي الله الله أكبر سبحان ربي الله سبحان ربي الله الله أكبر التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Dear brothers and sisters, any good came from Allah, and any wrong came from myself or Shaitan. Therefore, I ask Allah's mercy upon me and forgive my wrongful errors. Ameen. Is there anyone here for Kalima Shahada before we break for liftoff? For those who are on the listeners' dial in number, please pay close attention. Dear brothers and sisters, please stand if you can or remain seated. Raise your right hand up with your index finger raised, somewhat as you would do when performing al-salat, when sitting in position of jalus or jossa. After the second raka or the fourth raka in salah, with your right hand rested on your lap, with index finger raised towards the east, this is called tashahhud. Tashahhud is somewhat slightly different from Kalima Shahada. Tashahhud is a prayer that's said silently. And Kalima Shahada is to bear witness by repeating the two simple statements. after the imam recites it loud enough that the imam or congregation bear witnesses, you're testifying becoming a Muslim. To become a Muslim, one need only to profess the declaration of faith, Shahada. In al-Islam, this consists of two simple statements. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Okay, so please repeat after me. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Congratulations. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That's it. What you have declared, my dear brothers and sisters, is there is no deity worthy of worship but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. With these statements coming from the bottom of one's heart, one becomes a member of the Muslim Ummah or community. In essence, it is as if one has signed a contract with Allah to carry out the teachings of Al-Islam sanctioned in the Quran and Hadith. Please join with us, Al-Umbah Temple Masjid in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 139 South 14th Street, 2nd floor. Or find a masjid in your local residency area where you live. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.